When I design merchandise for To Die For Daily, I try to create things that I want to wear or items that I want in my home, like this extremely hot Prince William mug. Or check out our cute new Black Sheep Have More Fun Princess Diana tee. There's the I thought I was going to marry Prince William top, and many more. Rep the royals by shopping todiefordaily.com today.
Love the British monarchy. You've come to the right place. Welcome to the To Die For Daily podcast with Kinsey Schofield. Take it away, Kinsey.
Hi, all. Kinsey Schofield here with the To Die For Daily podcast. And I am with a friend of the program, Christopher Melcher. You are a phenomenal celebrity attorney here in the States and in the state of California specifically. I know I only prepped you for this Prince Harry question, but I am definitely going to hammer you about Rust when we wrap. So I hope that you're mentally prepared for that. But I wanted to talk to you today because there's a story circulating via The Sun, a 52-year-old stripper named Carrie Royale, who allegedly met and kissed Prince Harry during his wild Vegas romp in 2012, is threatening to distribute new uncensored photos of Prince Harry on her OnlyFans page. And I immediately wanted to get your opinion on whether or not you felt like this might be considered revenge.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is exactly what these laws that have been adopted by places like California that are seeking to address. Now, there's some particular problems that we'll get into with this story, but generally, the law says that if somebody has pictures of somebody in a kind of compromising situation, and that those were intended to be private. So they were expected not to be shared publicly. It was just for the couple, for example. And then after they break up, they go and publicize that information. Obviously, it would be extraordinarily hurtful and damaging to an individual. So some states like California have made it a crime. Oh. So, you know, certainly it could be a restraining order, but also could be criminally prosecuted for doing something like that. And OnlyFans has come back and said, look, we're not going to post any images without consent. So that's not happening on their site. So they've, you know, kind of stepped in and done the right thing. And then the question would become a couple of things. Where does she live if she's going to post it? Because California law would only apply if she's doing it within the state of California. So I looked in Nevada. They do have some, you know, some protections, but probably not as great as California if she's doing it there. So there's going to be some questions about where she's operating from if she does post this. And then secondly, did Prince Harry have an expectation that these would be private? When I looked at the story, and again, I don't know, you know, the trustworthiness of the reporting, but based on what I read, you know, if he's in a party environment, there's a lot of people around, especially if he knows that he's being photographed, then, you know, is it really realistic or reasonable for him to expect that these would become or remain private when he did it essentially in a public way?
Right. It's my understanding that they typically, so this is me trying to step into Prince Harry's shoes for a second, but it's my understanding that his royal protection officers typically collected cameras or cell phones that had a camera on them to ensure that nothing left the room when anything kind of naughty was going on. And if I were Prince Harry, who is constantly being taken care of in that sort of capacity, and I am throwing alcohol or whatever Vegas delight you can into the mix, I might be under the assumption that I'm in a safe space because I'm typically taken care of by these people that work for the palace. Is that a defense? I thought I was in a safe space. My security guards usually take care of that type of thing.
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, and part of the example that I was throwing out there, that if he was not only doing this in front of other people, but if he knew that he was being recorded, that would be significant. If he did not know that he was being recorded, then I would say that this would probably be found to have been something that he expected reasonably to be private, and that it would never be shared because he never understood that he was being taped in the first place. So it would be very highly fact specific. I think that, you know, if he's intoxicated, then, you know, his inhibitions maybe, you know, are taking advantage of him. I don't know, but, you know, look, weird stuff happens, but it's going to be very fact specific. And I'm sure it would be very embarrassing for him to have to go retell what exactly was going on during that incident. And if he was not clothed, like, why was he naked and in a room with a bunch of other people? So there's going to be a lot of embarrassing stuff to explain. But again, very fact specific on what was going on at that moment.
Now, as you said, OnlyFans has intervened and they've banned this individual from their platform for threatening to release these hairy images. They said that, you know, their policy is that you do not share non-consensual intimate images via OnlyFans. But for people, you know, curious, it is a website where someone can pay a monthly fee to have more access to personalities, or in a lot of cases, it's you know, explicit content. Do you think this, I felt like this was immediately a strategy just to try to recruit, just a really poor strategy to try to get new subscribers to her OnlyFans account. But could the ultimate objective be bigger and hope that somebody comes around like The Sun or TMZ that says, oh, wait, well, since OnlyFans has shut you down, we'll gladly pay you for those photos?
Oh, absolutely. I think that there is also potentially an extortionate element to this, that it's, you know, that she has possession allegedly of this highly sensitive and embarrassing information and that she's going to sell it to the highest bidder. I mean, that was kind of the sense that I got from reading the story. And sure, I mean, if she does have these images, there will be outlets that, you know, are don't even have the moral standards that OnlyFans has and would publish this stuff and would pay dearly for it. And then also there could be, you know, maybe a purchase by him. I mean, we have seen celebrities pay for things like this to kind of kill the story and to keep it private. So we don't know if something like that is going on, whether he's been approached already with an offer to sell this stuff to him. Certainly, if something like that came out, a lot of times what we're seeing is a setup, you know, to get the evidence of extortion and then have the person criminally prosecuted for that. So we'll see. But it's certainly, to get to this level, is a lot of interesting things happening in the background by now.
I think in my mind, I immediately went to revenge, because she tells The Sun that the reason she wants to release these images is because she's resentful that he didn't include her in the book Spare. I mean, is that not the definition of retaliation, revenge, that I am doing this because you did this?
Absolutely. That's a great point, and would go to her motivations, not only financial, but to hurt him. So I think it's very distasteful. And it, you know, look, I mean, whatever he did, you know, is a different situation than having him be exposed to public humiliation and embarrassment and all that kind of stuff. So I don't like it. But we'll see, you know, we'll see. And I don't know, again, how credible she is, what she really has, you know, so we're taking some of this at face value. But yeah, I think that she has now admitted, like you point out, that she has kind of some corrupt motivations here to do this.
And, you know, these pictures are from 2012. Is there a statute of limitations when it comes to, I mean, maybe that's the wrong usage of the word statute of limitations, but is it ever like fair game that these are my photos because they're 10 years old and they're 15 years old. These are my pictures, or no, because that's me in the photo. So I can feel violated 20 years from now.
Yeah, I think that the violation would occur during the publication of it, probably not the taking of it. I mean, there could be situations where somebody's illegally recorded and then there's a violation there. We saw some of that in the Britney Spears case where mm-hmm. she was, you know, illegally recorded or intercepted. And the statute of limitations on a criminal prosecution, unfortunately, had ran for that, even though she didn't know that this was happening to her, it was too late. So there, the violation happened when the illegal recording was made. Here, again, I don't know, in Las Vegas, what laws would prevent somebody from taking a video of somebody else in the same hotel room. I'm assuming that that's legal. So no violation there, but it'd be the publication of it that would be the violation of the law. And then any attempt to extort money from him would be a violation right now. You're also touching on the issue of ownership of photographs. And we see this a lot with celebrities where paparazzi will take pictures of the celeb and then sell that picture. How can they do that? Well, under US law, the copyright to that picture belongs to the photographer, not the subject. And
Oh.
it's very, hurtful and confusing to the celebrity because it's they're cultivating the image. It's that person whose image is being exploited or used to make money off of, and they get no royalties from that. So this is an area of US law that, the celebs are upset about because it's like, hey, if you're going to take a picture of me, and especially without my consent, I mean, yes, I'm in a public place. You don't need my consent, but you're taking a picture and you're selling it for all this money. Like, why not share it with the celeb? But legally, that any photographs here that were taken of Prince Harry belong to the photographer, even though he's the subject of that photo. Now, even though they have the copyright to it, doesn't mean that they can use it for these illegal purposes of like revenge. No.
Wow, that's incredible. I completely forgot about that, but you're right. You see celebrities getting sued for posting paparazzi shots on Instagram of themselves that they like by the photographer and having to pay them a ridiculous amount of money. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's my face. Another case that just came popped into my mind while you were talking about that, though, was remember Robert Kardashian got in a lot of trouble for publishing pictures of Black China over his Instagram that were intimate. And that was considered a big revenge case here in the state of California. So it really is such murky territory. And I'm surprised that this woman didn't think about that when she did this interview with The Sun. I really think you're asking for trouble.
Yeah, and I think this seems very exploitive, and yeah, I'm sure not a lot of thought went into it, and but hey, people are talking about it, and maybe that's all she wants. And if she does have these images, I got to think she is going to cash in, but she has to be extremely careful because she could end up getting, into some trouble for it too.
If she sells them to a media outlet at this point, is that a clean exchange? Is that does that erase all this revenge kind of discussion? Because a media outlet's bought the copyright, and that's just a clean exchange of a cash for goods.
Yeah, let me just check that statute. So in California, like if anyone really, really want, nerded out on this stuff, it's California Penal Code Section 647 J4. And there they're talking about the distribution of these intimate private images, for revenge kind of purposes. But it also talks about causing to be distributed. So I think, what you're touching on there could potentially fall within the statute. So if she sells the image to an outlet knowing that it's going to be distributed, then she may still be responsible. If she's selling the image without knowing, that it's going to be distributed, I don't know what that circumstances would really be, but then it would just be like, hey, I owned it, I sold it, I didn't know that it was going to be distributed. But again, that other than selling it to Prince Harry, I don't know who else she could sell it to that she wouldn't know that it would be immediately published.
Yeah, I just think that if I were Prince Harry, I think this is really unfair. But if I were you and I, every time I have like a moral dilemma, I call you. I immediately think of you because you have a really good heart and a really good headspace. And I think that this is incredibly wrong. I will def I'll defend the right to privacy and I'll defend this type of incident. I think this is incredibly wrong, but I also don't think this is something he should necessarily be concerned with because this is a clear example of a violation. This is a clear example of somebody doing something to him that is illegal, in my opinion.
That's right. And I think it comes down to, bias that people who, if they hate Prince Harry or they want to see him suffer, then they'll see no problem in his rights being exploited and him being embarrassed and violated in this way. But, you know, I don't have those feelings. I've certainly have criticism for things that he's done. But, you know, just like anyone else, he's a person and who's made mistakes. We've all, you know, made mistakes. And, you know, to be embarrassed like this, that is a violation. Now, again, I don't know all the facts, you know, if he's sitting there in a hotel room naked in front of a camera,
doing cartwheels for everybody, totally different scenario.
Exactly. If he knows he's being taped, then I have no concerns. I don't see a violation because the whole predicate here is an assumption that this is private. Meaning either that, he didn't know that he was being recorded in the first place or that it was an intimate exchange, you know, where you just expect that no one would ever share that image. So here it really have to be he didn't know that he was being tape recorded. And who knows, you know, if we saw some of the images, we might see him looking directly at the lens. We just we need to know a little bit more. But assuming he didn't know he was being recorded, if we give him that benefit of the doubt, then I would say, yeah, this is a complete violation. And regardless of anyone's feelings towards him, you know, we're all people and we shouldn't like relish in seeing people suffer.
Well, I agree with you there. But to me also, when you encourage somebody to do something like this, Harry and Meghan are slowly building a platform on online bullying and, Harry with the Aspen Institute, trying to have some sort of say in how we navigate social media going forward. My argument has always been, you know, are you really qualified for that? But when we rally around this woman who is clearly violating his privacy, who, in my opinion, sorry, I know you've just gone through why we don't have all the facts and you're right. But when you rally around somebody that to me is bullying him online or is violating his privacy in some way online, then you are giving them the platform that they are pursuing. You are laying out the red carpet for them right there. I don't want to keep you too much longer. You've been so gracious with your time today. Thank you. But have you been watching Hannah Gutierrez? Have you been watching any of the trial? I've been so fascinated by this trial. I honestly, Chris, feel like they have completely done Alec Baldwin's defense work for him throughout this Rust shooting trial.
Yeah, and I've only been looking at it casually because I've been in a 6-week trial myself that just ended yesterday. So I have been reading, you know, just the reporting of it. I haven't got into the micro detail that I need to on the story, but you know, certainly some of that information that I came out, I definitely see your point on that.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I hope I get the opportunity to talk to you again soon. I know you've been busy, and so thank you so much for your time today. And how can people keep up with you?
Sure. So you can check me out on Twitter, CA underscore divorce. So, you know, I haven't been posting as much there on lately, but when I do, you know, get a chance to really drill into a story, I do long form tweets on X under CA underscore divorce.
That's how we know we're cool, because we still call it Twitter. We're the OGs, and that's fine. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
Coming up on the next episode of To Die For Daily with Kinsey Schofield.
Oh my gosh, how cute is this? I hope I don't trip and fall.
Hi all, Kinsey Schofield here with the To Die For Daily podcast. And I just realized that I already took my microphone off. I wish I wouldn't have done that. I'm here in Las Vegas. We are at Princess Diana, a tribute exhibition here in Vegas.
Oh my goodness, these are amazing.
Make sure to subscribe to the To Die For Daily YouTube channel today.
And quick update, if you haven't subscribed to Talk TV on YouTube yet, make sure you do that. Every Wednesday morning, you can catch a brand new episode of Heirs and Spares starring me and Katie Nichol of Vanity Fair.